This is a song about a carnival in a place called Kenora, which really does exist. Kenora is in the province of Ontario, and I was inspired to write it when I really didn't know anything about the town, and I used to give all this folklore on stage, and it used to be all completely inaccurate because I really didn't know anything about the town. All I ever saw of it was from a train window, and I happened to be looking out of the side of the train that the town wasn't actually on, so all I saw was a sign that said Kenora and a big lake and big rocks and big trees, and the lake was covered with pontoon planes, so I thought that was all that was there, you know. And I also thought that Kenora was an Indian word, and I used to tell people that it meant lake of many pontoon planes. That wasn't true either. And it turns out that there actually is a town of Kenora that has a population of 10,000 people, and most important of all is that there is actually a carnival in Kenora, which I didn't believe when I wrote this song either. And I did a very strange thing. Well, not so strange, but I set a girl at this carnival. I gave her the carnival. I said, you're going to be in this carnival, right? But you're going to be there alone, which is a very sad thing, to be alone at a carnival, because it's really a couple's affair. Actually, it's sort of a trio's affair, because there's always the girl and the guy and the huge purple teddy bear, right? With a sign around its neck that says, I was one at Dorothy's or something. For $35, when I cost $7.95 at Kresge's or Woolworth's. So here was this poor girl wandering around at a carnival in Kenora all alone in my song, and I had to get her out of there, so it has a happy ending. Maybe it's true, even. If you'd like to go to the carnival in Kenora, it's up there on the Labor Day weekend, and this being Expo year in Canada, you would probably be very glad to see you.
A love song that actually was intended
for a man to sing to a woman. I wrote it that way.